1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the
News.
Civic Media
app. I'm Alexis
app.
Christophorus. Smoke from wildfires in Canada drifting as far south as the Carolinas and creating health alerts in more than a dozen states. The New York City skyline is barely visible. The smoke has led to airline delays in the Northeast. In Washington, D.C., it's a code red health day. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the wildfires in Canada are another sign of the climate crisis.
This smoke and fog over New York and the rest of the Northeast is a warning from nature that we have a lot of work to do to reverse the destruction of climate change.
Former Vice President Mike Pence formally launched his presidential run in Iowa, telling supporters he was following the Constitution in 2020, saying it was wrong for former President Trump to pressure him to overturn the election results. In Ukraine, more evacuations for residents living downriver of the dam burst in the Kherson region. Thousands have been forced to flee. This is ABC News. 86-year-old Pope Francis is awake and speaking following his surgery to repair a hernia. The Vatican says there were no complications during the procedure. The Pope's public events have been canceled for at least the next 10 days. Good news for passengers on an Air India plane now stranded in Russia. Their flight was flying from Delhi to San Francisco when the plane had an engine issue.
Air India says a rescue flight, a ferry flight, is heading toward the stranded passengers and crew who are in a town in far northeastern Russia. But still, those passengers won't arrive on the new plane in San Francisco until Thursday. The passengers reportedly appear to be waiting for the rescue flight in a gym or a basketball court where they're sleeping. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Out of the 216 passengers, the State Department says there are fewer than 50 Americans on board. Apple's autocorrect is getting an upgrade. The new operating system will learn from your habits, fixing words that are frequently misspelled and leaving those that are intentionally included. Alexis Christophorus, ABC News.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or Cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. The city of Green Bay is hiring a coordinator to head up its violence prevention effort, according to the Green Bay Press Gazette. Earlier today, the city council approved an annual salary of $83,000 for up to 3 years. Green Bay Police Operations Commander Kevin Warwick calls gun violence a health epidemic that won't just disappear with more arrests. The violence prevention effort will be financed with a $1 million grant from the Wisconsin Communities Safer Fund, with the money coming from the American Rescue Plan Act. The Wisconsin Department of Tourism says tourist spending broke records in Door County in 2022. Door County experienced a 10% increase in spending by travelers over 2021. Destination Door County President Julie Gilbert says she is pleased that tourism supports more than 3,300 jobs in Door County. I'm Pete Schwabe for Civic Media News.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
The enticing smell of fresh baked goods, breads, rolls, pies, cookies, and more. This isn't just a bakery. It's Just Dane's Just Bakery, a training program for people dealing with employment barriers. Learn more and order now for your next get-together at justdane.org. Justdane.org.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flint Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history, and there's a lot of it made in the last 4 days. I'm back from vacation. I want to, first of all, thank my friend Todd Albo for sitting in. That was a Herculean effort. He did 3 hours of radio in a row the last 2 days, and that's tougher than you may think. It's very, very tough. He does a superb job, a superb host. I applaud him on his new show, The Todd Albo Show, from 1 to 3, weekdays. Strongly encourage you to listen to it. I learn a lot when I listen to it. He has a different political background than I do, and I have a different political background than a lot of other people, but he is right on the money on what he says. I want to give him a shout out, too. As I tuned in getting ready for this show, I listened to his last segment today, and he's absolutely right to oppose the merger between the PGA and Saudi Arabian Golf, the LIV Golf, and I'll tell you why. He mentioned Jamal Khashoggi. He mentioned 9/11. 9/11, you may remember, there were 29 pages of so-called secret documents that George W. Bush had kept secret. Well, Biden released some, but not all of them. Some, but not all of them. And the ones he released showed that the consul, the Saudi Arabian consul in several cities was in on it. And I have a concern that the ones that even Biden wouldn't release and that no Republican or Democrat release shows an involvement much higher up in Saudi Arabia. But there was one episode that I want to add to what Todd said. Remember, 4 years ago, we trained Saudi Arabian pilots in this country in their military, and we do that for a lot of countries. And several of them were in Florida in class, and they brought in guns and they murdered a couple of our sailors in their own class. They murdered them. Come to find out that the Saudi Arabian air cadets on weekends have been going up to New York City, scouting out places to bomb. And we ended up deporting them back to Saudi Arabia. And nobody, this happened when Trump was president, but nobody seems to remember that or care. Saudi Arabia should not be part of professional golf, period, end of story. Christianity and Judaism are outlawed in Saudi Arabia. You can't bring a Bible in, you'll be arrested. You'll be arrested. They export Wahhabi terrorism, that Sunni terrorism around Europe. The Iranians, their former enemies, are Shiites, and they export Shiite terrorism. But terrorism is terrorism. You know, there is a move. Somebody from a jihadist culture made a large contribution to Yale University for a law school for a chair in Islamic studies. And so what's going to happen with the LIV golf business, the Saudi golf and the PGA merger, you're going to start seeing advertisements. You're going to start seeing an orientation for professional golf. And I think that's wrong. I think that until they stop outlawing other religions in their country, stop exporting Wahhabi terrorism, and stop murdering our sailors in this country and blowing up the World Trade Center, it seems to me like that's a fairly minor request. They should not be part of a major institution like PGA Golf. Anyway, hats off to Todd Albo, excellent host, and well worth listening to. I want to get right to the news. There's been 4 days of it, and I chafed the last couple of days. I was on vacation, would have liked to have been part and wasn't. But I've talked before, and something has just occurred in Wisconsin. No longer initially talking about Trump, talking about national, talking about this or that. In Wisconsin, when I say that fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, when I say, for instance, that this is 1932 Berlin all over again, and I'm not speaking extravagantly, and I mean it. And let me give you a case in point of what's happening under your very nose. And if you're listening to Madison, it's really under your nose because it's right there in the city. Megan Wolf. Megan Wolf is the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. She is a terrific, terrific administrator. She stood up in savage criticism, two savage criticism and attacks by Republicans, by Donald Trump over the 2020 election. They called for her head. They called for her to be criminally prosecuted. These are the MAGA election deniers. These are the MAGA election deniers. And they attacked her, among other things, because in Racine, Wisconsin, there are some old age homes, like there are assisted living, like in every county. And the requirement of the rules was that they, when you have assisted living folks, folks in wheelchairs, that you can't expect them to go to the polls. So what happens is you send polling people in so that they can vote there. Well, think back to 2020. Think back to the pandemic. Vaccines didn't come in until January of 2021. Assisted living facilities would not permit anybody in, no matter who they were. Because if you give the old folks COVID, they could die, and several of them did die. Very, very sad. So what the Wisconsin Election Commission did, 6-0, remember something, there are three Democrats and three Republicans on the Wisconsin Election Commission. All six voted to send absentee ballots in because the mailman could come in, leave the mail for the day, then staff would come out and pick it up, and folks voted. On those facts that I just described, Trump and the Republican leadership in this state advocated the criminal prosecution of five of the election commission members, but not the six. The six is the Republican Spindell, who's one of them, said he regretted his vote, and Megan Wolf. Everybody laughed at it, and they ultimately were not, they were not charged with felonies for what? Helping old folks vote. Now, this is the background of what's happened now. Megan Wolf's term as administrator is up at the end of this month, June 30th, 2023. The Republicans are out to knife her and to not reappoint her and to reappoint a MAGA election denier, somebody who is submissive, subservient, slave to Trump. This is happening in your state. I'm talking to you, in my state, and I'm talking to me. Now, there's a very, very difficult dance going on in the background. One of the problems is, back in 2022, and I mean it's a problem for them, I think it's funny, it was a terrible case. You remember the Fred Prehn case? The R-E-H-N? Dentist Fred from Wausau was on the DNR, wouldn't step down. And he's the one who hung on for 18 months, refusing to step down, even though Evers had appointed a replacement. And he's the one who cast the deciding vote to put cancer chemicals in our water, among other things. And whenever the DNR tried to impose some sort of rule, the legislature would say, well, we don't approve the rule. We got to study it for a year or two. Got to study it for a year or two. Because the lame duck legislation, that Walker rammed through after he lost and the Republican Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of. Well, now the Democrats, and I am one of them, say Megan Wolf should stay on because it said any official appointed, in that case by the governor, but she is appointed by the Wisconsin Election Commission. The Wisconsin Election Commission is 3-3 Democrat Republican. And even though assume that all three Republicans vote to get rid of her and put somebody else in, Democrats won't. And there's one Republican at least who might say, nah, I think that's, she does a very good job. Why do I say she does a very good job? Bob Spindell. Bob Spindell is a Republican on there. He had been on there. He's the guy who said disgustingly that it worked what they did because it kept down Black and Latino voting in Milwaukee. The clown said that. But even he said, here he is on record with Megan Wolf. He said she did a terrific job. She's a terrific administrator. But I would not vote to reappoint her because she doesn't have the confidence of the Republican leadership. Spindell, Constitution is higher than the Republican leadership, higher than the Democratic leadership, Spindell. Why don't you start acting like an American, all of you over there? But let's say it's 3-3. 3-3. Megan Wolf, if you're listening, stay on. And if they bring an action to get rid of you, one of the sad things to me is that Janet Protasiewicz doesn't get on the Supreme Court till the first workday in August. So there's 2 months for the long knives in the Supreme Court, the three Republicans, the three election deniers, who all voted not to certify Joe Biden. There's three of them on there. One of them didn't run for re-election, and that's Janet Protasiewicz takes her seat, but she doesn't get it till August. The other two are still on there. And if they say, well, here's the difference with Fred Prehn. He's a Republican. Megan Wolf, at least, has been accused of being a Democrat. I don't think she is, by the way. I think she's an independent. So we're going to toss her off. So Janet Protasiewicz, stand by. Get ready to jump on that court, put an end to this kind of thing. One of the things that's really sad is that the Republicans all say they're going to get rid of her. One Democrat joined, Lena Taylor of Milwaukee. It's a big mistake. Lena Taylor said, well, I want to get rid of her because, one, in the election, the spring election in 2020, there were problems in Racine and elsewhere. Give me a break. You're just siding with the Republicans. And number two, she said, when Spindell said that about Black and Latino workers, I didn't like it. Okay, great. Neither did Megan Wolf. She had nothing to do with that, and she had nothing to do with any of the problems that occurred back in 2020. In the spring election, it was the Milwaukee authorities who limited the polling places, not Megan Wolf. She opposed it. This is a fake. I don't know why Lena Taylor's doing it, but she's giving cover, pretended bipartisan cover, and that's just plain wrong. It's just plain wrong. So stand by. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. If they get rid of Megan Wolf and put in an election denier, the next election, they will hold that Trump won here, even when he loses by 20, 30,000 votes. Because what? Because they heard there was something bad going on in some county? This is not America. This is not America. What I just described is Berlin 1932, and I'm tired of it, real tired of it. And this is a warning that's happening on your watch, under your nose. History happens every second of every day. And it's happening right now. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathered's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 46. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 73. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 47. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Friday with daytime highs approaching 77. 75 chance for scattered thunderstorms Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road. When along came a semi with a high end canvas.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open.
If you're going to Winnemucca Mac,
you can run the lines in order. Do not hang up. We start with Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andy. What's in your mind today?
Well, Matt, welcome back from Vegas and so forth. I hope you had a good time. I'm not a golfer, but what happened yesterday where the PGA is going to merge with LIV or whatever the Saudi Arabian thing in there? I mean, you know, that is to me is just nuts or crazy because, these guys are, all the things that have happened in Saudi Arabia and so forth, that, you know, and 9/11, everything. I don't know, is greed winning over that whole situation with these golfers that they would go ahead and merge in, you know, with the Saudis and just to make a whole lot more money at all the various tournaments. I'm just kind of interested in what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Andy. And the answer is yes. I'm strongly opposed to it. And I really like Todd Albo's segment on that in the previous show. It's really wrong. We've been the subject of Saudi Arabian terrorism now for a long time, going back to 9/11. And it's just plain wrong. But think of it this way. Tiger Woods is offered $100 million. He has a lot of character. He says no. You offer a lot of guys $100 million or even $50 million or even $10 million. And, you know, maybe they make the cut a few times. And, you know, that's, you know, they have their family and blah, blah, blah. I don't fault people who will sign on for that. What I fault is the management of the PGA. That should have been put to a vote to the PGA golfers. It was not. Rory McIlroy was great. He got up and he said, this is disgusting. They shouldn't have done it. And some other clown who I'd never heard of, he's a golfer, probably doesn't make the cut very often, attacks Rory and says, shut up. And Rory says, I'll tell you what, why don't you start playing better? Which I thought was a good idea. But you're absolutely right. Yeah, the answer is yeah. You offer a guy $100 million. Tiger doesn't take it. He's worth $1 billion from endorsements. But the average guy who doesn't even make the cut every tournament, say you offer him $10 million, $20 million, the Saudis have all this money and they cheat people and they export terrorism around the world. I think it was wrong of the PGA management to do it without giving a vote to the golfers. Thanks a lot for calling, Andy. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Gene. What's in your mind today?
Well, welcome back from a well-deserved vacation, and I'm listening to you in Eau Claire, Wisconsin on 93.5 FM, and you're coming in nice and clear, Matt.
And thank you.
And the guy that, you know, Mr. Alba, who stood in for you, it was really interesting. He was a fan of yours, and he utilized a lot of your terminology and made us feel right at home when we called in. He gets an A-plus for the job he did. So if you have to, if only if you have to, with a good excuse, not be there, because we depend on you, he would be an okay substitute, by my opinion. One thing I have to quick say about Megan Wolf is I really encourage everybody to call. You know, there's an elections board or elections telephone number in our government, and call and request that she stay on. They're very good about taking phone calls. I'm going to do that today or tomorrow morning when they're open and give my opinion, because encourage her to stay. Let her know that the people of Wisconsin are standing behind her, and we need her in that position. Thank you, Matt, and it's wonderful to have you back.
Well, bye. Thank you very much, Jean, and I'm so grateful to your listening and your frequent questions. And on Todd Allbaugh, I have nothing but the greatest things. Todd Allbaugh, chief of staff to Dale Schultz, who is one of the frankly great state senators. He was a moderate Republican, but he also is somebody I had a lot of respect for. I have a lot of respect for Todd Allbaugh, and he's perfect. He's great. And if he is willing and able to, and if I had to take a day or two off, there's no one else I would ask. I think that I want to address what you said about Megan Wolf. Megan Wolf is the best. These positions should be filled based on competence. They should not be filled based on politics. This is the administrator. This is not a member of the Wisconsin Election Commission. There's six members. The Democrats get three appointments. The Republicans get three appointments. Okay, so you can talk to your blue in the face about whether you like this one or that one on the commission. But what you want is an honest person being the administrator, because the administrator has a lot of administrative power. And if you put on a MAGA election denier, which is what the Republicans are setting up to do, a MAGA election denier, if you put that up, what you're going to have is you throw sand in the gears. This is what happens when fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. It's the appearance of law, but they'll say, well, there were problems, for instance, in Milwaukee in 2024. So we're going to invalidate it and make them hold the election again. Or it was in eight wards, which just happened to be the East Side and the Central City, which are very massive Democratic wards. And we're going to invalidate. And here's a tactic, which I hope you never see, but I'll disclose it to you. Sometimes they will say, and this has happened in other states, we think there were problems with, let's say, 10% of the vote. We don't know who they voted for, so we are arbitrarily blindfolded, going to dip into the sack of votes and pull out 10% at random. And they do that in Democratic areas, and they don't do it in Republican areas. This is the kind of stuff that happens in Istanbul, Turkey. It happens in Russia. It happens in autocratic governments, commie governments, fascist governments. And please follow Gene's advice, everybody. Call the Wisconsin Elections Commission. As for Megan Wolf, but leave a message. Say, we want Megan Wolf to stay on there. She was praised by Bob Spindell, the clown who attacked Black and Latino voters, who said she's really great administratively, but the Republican leadership doesn't want her. That's not the criterion. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Alexis Christophorus. Smoke from wildfires in Canada drifting as far south as the Carolinas and creating health alerts in more than a dozen states. The New York City skyline is barely visible. The smoke has led to airline delays in the Northeast. In Washington, D.C., it's a code red health day. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the wildfires in Canada are another sign of the climate crisis.
This smoke and fog over New York and the rest of the Northeast is a warning from nature that we have a lot of work to do to reverse the destruction of climate change.
Former Vice President Mike Pence formally launched his presidential run in Iowa, telling supporters he was following the Constitution in 2020, saying it was wrong for former President Trump to pressure him to overturn the election results. In Ukraine, more evacuations for residents living downriver of the dam burst in the Kherson region. Thousands have been forced to flee. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin.
A Marinette woman is dead after sustaining injuries in a house fire. Firefighters found 58-year-old Susan Nielsen in a house on the 1900 block of Logan Avenue. Officials are still working to determine the cause of the fire.
Outagamie County Board Member Tim Hermes received a censure from county supervisors. At a meeting on May 9th, Hermes made transphobic comments during a presentation by Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion Officer Major Cooper. In a transcript of the meeting, Hermes compared men who dress as women to blackfacing in the 1920s.
The Wisconsin Department of Tourism says tourist spending broke records in Door County in 2022. Door County experienced a 10% increase in spending by travelers over 2021. Destination Door County President Julie Gilbert says she is pleased that tourism supports more than 3,300 jobs in Door County.
Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
At Fisher Investments, our clients know we have their backs.
How do your clients know that?
Because Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interests first.
So wait, you do it because you have to?
No, we do it because it's the right thing to do. Our clients trust us with their retirement savings, and we know how important that responsibility is. So we take the time to really get to know them.
Get to know them how?
We make sure we understand their unique goals, finances, health, family, and lifestyle so we can tailor their portfolio to their specific needs. Our goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Sounds like a big responsibility. You must make big commissions then, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We have one single transparent fee that's structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry.
Lines are open, 844-967-2789 for the next segment, but I see the lines just lighted up. Jean of Eau Claire, I think you had something to add to your last call, Jean. What's on your mind?
How did you know? You must read minds, Matt. I have a phone number for those of you who have horrible internet access, and we're going to have to bear with it probably even longer unless we get those Republicans on the stick. The phone number for the Elections Commission is 608-266-8005. Thank you, Matt.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very, very much, Jean. And I'd like to repeat that, and I may do it later in the show, too. And if you're listening, if you can jot this down. The Wisconsin Elections Commission phone number 608-266-8005. And I'd strongly encourage and request you to call and just say, you support Megan Wolf. You don't want her gotten rid of. You don't want her gotten rid of. You don't want her have somebody tampering with the Wisconsin Election Commission, because when they tamper with your vote, ultimately that's the destruction of democracy. Thanks a lot for calling that number in, Gene. Going to the next segment, I want to put in a plug. Normally I don't do it. As some of you may know, I have written several novels, and one of my novels just came out just recently. It's called China Code. China Code. It's a novel about a squad of communist Chinese assassins come to Milwaukee to kill a young math genius and his CIA protector. And the gangs of Milwaukee step in to protect him. If you would like to know more about Milwaukee and more about the gangs of Milwaukee and more about policy with China, some of those topics we've talked about on this show, you can get it on Amazon or wherever books are sold. If you go on Amazon, China Code by Matthew Flynn, and order it. And I think you'll really enjoy it. Great beach read. If you're going to be going away for a week this summer, that would be great. China Code, Matt Flynn. And it'll open your eyes. I think it'll open your eyes. It opened my eyes when I was writing it. Okay, let's talk about the next segment. A very consequential thing happened with the Donald Trump potential indictment. Mark Meadows, former chief of staff, testified before a grand jury in Jack Smith's probe. And you may have read about that before, but I want to deconstruct my own experience and knowledge about criminal prosecutions and also, frankly, about the peculiarities of this one. I think Donald Trump right now is facing the real possibility of indictment. I wouldn't have said that until Jack Smith got involved. I mean, Merrick Garland, I like him, nice guy, but Merrick Garland likes to be liked. He likes to be liked. He was almost a Supreme Court justice. He was nominated. Republicans knifed him unconstitutionally and stuck in Amy Coney Barrett during the lame duck after Trump had lost. She should not be on that court. Merrick Garland should be. But if you want a pit bull who's going to prosecute somebody, you don't want Merrick Garland. So he appointed Jack Smith. Jack Smith's a good man. He was an assistant U.S. attorney in Tennessee under the Trump administration. But he calls balls and strikes, and he doesn't do anything funny, and this is what he's calling. So here's what's going to happen. It's not clear right now whether his prosecution would involve Trump's taking of the documents. And not just taking them. You know, Pence had some documents. Biden had some documents. There are a lot of these documents get mixed in. But lying about them, hiding about them, saying that they were only newspaper articles. Then when there's a subpoena, moving them up to Bedminster in New Jersey. And then lying to the FBI agents when they executed a search warrant. And showing some of them to donors. Boasting about them, one being plans mocked up by our Defense Department for potential invasion of Iran. I can't tell you a more consequential and secret document than something like that. Another one reportedly showed the nuclear capabilities of a country, and very likely it would be one in the Middle East. Probably Iran. Now, you can't treat these kinds of documents that casually. It's a felony. But more importantly, when you lie about them, hide about them, and show them around, it is a felony. It is a felony. But also, he's investigating Trump's role on January 6th. And you can say, come on, Matt, it was a couple of years ago. There should have been an indictment before this. But remember, the small fry have all been nabbed. The guy, the shaman, remember the shaman, the guy with the horns and the fur and all that? He's toast. This one's toast. The guy with the patch over his eye, you know, the oath keepers, the Proud Boy, they're all toast. Upwards of 1,000 of them. These are the ground troops that were sent into battle. They were encouraged. Trump gave a speech. Giuliani gave a speech. Don Trump Jr. gave a speech encouraging them. Mo Biggs gave a speech. Mo Biggs. You don't get to talk to the small fry and give a speech and say, go up there and fight like hell. Take back your government. When the Congress of the United States is meeting and really a ministerial role, not a policy role, to just certify the votes that have been sent to them by the 50 secretaries of state. And you know what? More than half of them were Republican secretaries of state. They all sent in their votes. And in the aggregate, Joe Biden got 306 electoral votes and he only needed 279. He beat Trump badly in the popular vote by 7 million votes and in the electoral college by about 60 votes. Okay? That is what happened. And the clown Trump sends the stormtroopers up there, in his mind, his foot soldiers, to attack Congress. That is an insurrection. That is treason. If you don't want to charge treason or insurrection, it's also interfering with Congress in one of their duties. It shut the Congress down and they were unable to function for several hours as a result. Now, what's all the discussion about right now? You've read about venue and jurisdiction. There's a difference in the law between venue and jurisdiction. Jurisdiction is the fundamental issue. Does the federal government have jurisdiction to prosecute Donald Trump, regardless of what state it's in? Because he took these documents, lied about them, obstructed them, and then showed top secret documents to donors or anybody. And the answer is yes. And then number two, does the federal government have jurisdiction, the Department of Justice, to prosecute an insurrection or interference with the functions of the Congress? And the answer is yes. If they don't, who does? We are a democracy after all. We are a democracy after all. Then the question is, what courthouse should it be sent to? What court? That is not a fundamental question. That's not jurisdictional. Venue can be waived. Venue can be agreed to. Venue can be proper in several areas. In this area, venue would be proper in Washington, D.C., because the documents were there that he stole. He stole them in Washington, D.C., took them with him. Venue would certainly be proper in Washington, D.C. on prosecution for the insurrection because it happened on the Congress. On the Congress. Venue would also be appropriate in the documents case in Florida because that's the state which he hid them, lied about them, moved them around. And it would be appropriate, frankly, in whatever state he showed them to his donors, which looks like Florida, but may have been New Jersey too. So how do prosecutors decide what venue? Well, contrary to what you may think, a good prosecutor, and Jack Smith's a great prosecutor, don't do it where they think that they can get the best jury, the most favorable jury, and whatever, where the appeals court is, because frankly, Washington, D.C. appeals court is one of the best in the country. The appeals court for Florida is a very conservative appeals court, which could lean Trump. That's not going to make any difference to Jack Smith. Jack Smith, and now remember one thing. There are some judges. Remember Eileen Mercedes Cannon, the woman that emigrated from Colombia, and she slowed up the investigation of the documents for months to benefit Trump. You don't want it in front of somebody like that, but in federal court, unlike state court in Wisconsin, you don't get to substitute against a judge, remove the judge and put another one in once they're appointed, absent some real conflict that an appeals court upholds. For those of you who want some inside facts, Wisconsin's one of the few states in the country where you're assigned a judge, say in a civil case in Wisconsin or a criminal case, and you go, nah, I don't like that judge. I want another judge. And you get it. Why? Because fighting Bob La Follette and the progressives in the 19th century and early 20th century stood for elected judges and stood for that kind of thing, and God bless them. But that did not bleed into the federal judiciary. Where do I think Jack Smith is going to put this? He's convened another grand jury in Florida. He could indict Trump in Florida and Washington, and Trump would have to have one defense on the insurrection and one on the documents. I don't know what he's going to do. What is the timing? If I had a message to Jack Smith, I would say, Jack, the first debate's in August, Jack, okay? People are starting to gear up. More people are coming in. The closer you get to the election, the more this looks like it's political. For God's sake, this has been going on for a couple of years. We have enough information. Do it now. Do it in the month of June. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mark. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, Trump actually committed that crime in January of 2021 when Joe Biden was taking office, when he absconded with the documents. And a minor correction to what I think you said there, I think didn't Neil Gorsuch take the Scalia seat, and Brett Kavanaugh took the Anthony Kennedy seat when they forced Anthony Kennedy out, I think via blackmail, when Anthony Kennedy resigned because his son was apparently had involved in some supposedly shady dealings in Germany.
Right, but no, Mark, let me stop you there. We're talking about the Ginsburg seat, where Ginsburg died in October of 2020, and Trump was about to lose the election. Remember Ginsburg, and Garland was the guy that was should have been put in, and Garland, as it turns out, they didn't have time. They put Amy Comey Barrett in, and Amy Comey Barrett is the one that shouldn't be in there, in my view. Thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate it. Bill of Oconomowoc, yep. My friend. What's your mind today, Bill?
Tune in and turn on, because between the RNC convention, which, boy, I'd love to get tickets for that three-ring circus. That's the man, I want to be a fly on the wall there. But here's the big show that's coming up. And maybe you've read about it. Maybe you've talked about it. I just turned on the radio now. Chris Christie is talking about the Trump children getting $2 billion from the Saudis. Do you realize this? The Republican candidates, big-time wrestling, couldn't get a crew like that. You've got the leading man with the leading percentage, a career criminal. He's the best they've got. Then you've got another guy that's fighting with a mouse. That's the best they've got. Then you've got Chris Christie, which may have something, and you stir that up with a little pinch of Pence. My God, you've got entertainment for years. I used to love the Three Stooges. This is going to be better than the Three Stooges. These guys are going to self-destruct each other. And I don't know what you think, but I'm wondering who's going to be standing after the smoke clears.
Well, that's a great and I'm going to respond to it briefly. We're about to go to a break, and then I'll respond to it more right afterwards. But briefly, I'll tell you this. Pence is at 1%. Christie's at 1%. DeSantis is at 10%, and Trump is up around 30 or 40%. If Jack Smith brings charges against Trump, there are 30 or 40% of the Republican voters who wouldn't care. They'll vote for him in prison. There's once a mayor in Boston named Curley who was in prison, and he still got elected mayor of Boston. That's one of the problems with the Republican Party. But I'm going to boil down that field and give you some very interesting insights into how some of them are going to be prevented from even appearing at debates right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back in.
And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old. Spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this. Corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to EmmanuelsMix.com. That's EmmanuelsMix.com. And get snacking.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flint Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 46 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 73. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 47. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Friday, with daytime highs approaching 77. 75, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 71.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on WGBW.
Well, I won't back down.
I'm going to respond briefly to Bill and Buck, and then go to the lines and hang up.
Down.
You know, Bill is making the point about the Three Stooges. The fix is in the Republican Party. I think that they are trying to set this up for Trump. Here's what's happened. They have put in some rules for their debate. First debate's going to occur in August, believe it or not, here in Milwaukee. They have a rule that whoever has the convention, and that's going to be in Milwaukee in July of 24, gets the first debate in August of 23, the previous year. But here are the rules that make it almost impossible for anybody except Trump and maybe DeSantis to show up. And it may be that they won't have anybody, because here's the deal. They require that anybody at that debate show up in getting 1% or more in three polls with more than 800 likely Republican voters. There are no, or at least very few, polls with 800 likely Republican voters. Why is that? The standard national poll is 1,500 voters. If you had 800 of them as likely registered Republican voters, that would be 53% of that poll. Likely Republican voters are not 53% of this country. What they have done by saying that is that Trump and DeSantis will poll 40 and 10% respectively, and they'll go, oh, well, we'll waive the 800, but who else? Pence? Pence is a guy who is so chicken. They built a gallows, hang Mike Pence. That gallows didn't get built in one morning. That gallows had been under construction, and he wants to be nominated by people who wanted to hang him? Chris Christie, the guy that shut down the bridge, and an old lady died in an ambulance on the way to the hospital in New York City. That's what happened. And he's at 1%, less than 1%. The governor of North Dakota, a guy named Doug Burgum, never heard of him before. He announces, everybody goes, okay, well, okay, governor of North Dakota. The truth is, there's not going to be a debate under these circumstances. It also requires that anybody who wants to debate have 40,000 individual donors, which means if you like a guy, you can't donate 10 times to him and have it count 10 times. 40,000 individual donors with at least 200 donors per state in 20 states. Some of these characters aren't going to get that. And three, the people have to agree to data sharing, that they won't participate in non-Republican National Committee debates, and that they will endorse the eventual nominee. Now, that's going to eliminate Trump unless he changes his tune, because he won't endorse the eventual nominee unless it's him. DeSantis would probably agree to all that, but DeSantis is lame. I mean, it's very, very sad, the whole thing. The Three Stooges analogy is very apt. The point is, the Republicans have no vision for this country other than through Trump, which is fascism creeping in on little cat's feet, slowly destroying our democracy, betraying our allies in Ukraine and Europe and in the Pacific, completely changing our country, changing our Constitution. That is the message of the Republican Party. Going to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling us for my day, Wisco Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. There's two other gentlemen running, Governor of Arkansas, and I do believe the Governor of New Hampshire may run, but So let me get this straight. If Jack Smith takes Trump down, he still gets to run? I mean, before he's indicted here? Or I'm not clear on that. If he takes him down or indicts him in June, he's still able to run and get the nomination? Is that what you're saying? Thanks for taking my call.
Right. Yeah. Let me, I'm going to put this out and it may surprise you, but here's the law. If he's indicted, he can still run. If he is convicted, he can still run. If he is elected, he can say, I want to take office. If they put him in prison, he will bring a lawsuit saying they have to release me from prison to serve for 4 years. Well, now, why do I say all that? You can point to the 14th Amendment that says that somebody who's been an insurrectionist can't serve, can't be serve in elected office. It takes a court to say that. It takes a court to say that. No administrator in any state has the power or the inclination to say what he can't or can't do. Ultimately, in any democracy, and this is still a democracy, to say that somebody can't even appear on the ballot is contrary to our Constitution. The difference is hold office. But even when you say hold office, the mayor of Boston, Curley, back, I think it was in the 20s, was convicted of bribery. He gave a construction company a contract to build a sidewalk out into a forest. Basically, he was taking a bribe. Convicted, went to jail, still reelected. So what you have to do is trust the democratic process. The problem is that the people in this country and in any country, if they get swept up, Trump has a MAGA base. That might reduce it to 30%. But if you have 15 clowns each getting 1 or 2%, he could squeak in. And they have winner take all in their primaries. They don't do it by proportion. That's number one. Number two, there are other people. Nikki Haley is running. You're right. Asa Hutchinson from Arkansas is running. There are numerous clowns running. This is a rodeo clowns. If you go to a rodeo, they're all running around with inflated costumes and all this. And that's what it is. But, you know, I don't take pleasure from that. This is very serious. I would like a center right party with integrity, with people like Liz Cheney or Adam Kinzinger. People say, look, I disagree with the other side on, you know, taxes, on immigration, on a lot of things, on social issues. That's fine. But what I do is I stand for the Constitution. I stand for counting the votes. I stand for not criminalizing voting. You know, you ask about, can a guy run if he's convicted and so forth? Well, in Istanbul, Turkey, this Erdogan was behind the polls. The mayor of Istanbul, who was a very charismatic guy, not the sort of lackluster economist who ultimately ran against Erdogan and lost, lackluster guy. The mayor of was a charismatic guy of the same party, and Erdogan had him arrested and cooked up some charges against him, and he was given a 2-year jail term. And under the Turkish constitution, he couldn't serve. That's how he took him out. That's how he took him out. Putin has done that in Russia. Commies do it. Fascists do it. This is how they do it. They do it in Asia, do it in Africa. This is America. So sadly, if anybody deserves not to run, it's Trump. But under our Constitution, he'll be allowed to, in my opinion. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. I'm delighted to be back. Little R&R for a couple of days. Back in the saddle. And looking forward to it. Be back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Matt Flynn directs, signing off for now.
Baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
The
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Alexis Christopher.